This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking NFL news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Ian Rappaport, Titans signing former Steeler left tackle Dan Moore to a four-year, $82 million deal with $50 million guaranteed. $30 million year one, according to Ian Rappaport. And then, according to Adam Schefter, Panthers working to finalize a deal with defensive tackle Milton Williams. So, two guys off the board, pretty highly regarded.
Okay.
All right, we will keep you posted on anything. We're not going to break into an interview unless the Browns do something, right? We would never do that.
Or Aaron Rodgers signs.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers. All right, well, maybe so.
Jimmy might like it if we break in.
All right, well, we'll find out. Jimmy Watkins from Cleveland.com is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jimmy, what's going on, man?
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you? Hot stove season. Not quite what it's cracked up to be in the NFL as it was.
Give it time.
Kind of feels like someone's got the air conditioner on.
We're only an hour Browns. In. Only an hour in, boys.
Jimmy, why am I depressed?
More of a slow boil. Of a slow boil, I guess.
Lance that thing, Jimmy.
Jimmy, I don't think... Oh, that's gross.
Oh, wait a minute.
I can't believe you.
I'm pumped.
I don't think the Browns have the cash to do anything here right now. Am I crazy or what?
Oh, man. Okay. So this is what Spotrac tells me. Okay. I'm not the cap magician around these parts. I'm just telling you
the
number that's in front of me. Top 51 cap space for the Cleveland Browns in 2025. I'm sure they could create more by doing more of these restructures. I'm looking at 12.8 million top 51 cap space right now, and that's with the Myles Garrett. We have him listed as a $19.7 million cap hit with the new extension right now. So they don't have a ton of money to play with. But I think, as you guys have been talking about, you don't necessarily want to be the big spenders in free agency. I think it's more of a strategic fill in some gaps type situation. Winning the offseason is not what it is cracked up to be in the NFL that it is in other sports.
All right.
I agree with you completely. If you're the Browns, what are you thinking at quarterback right now? No, none of the dominoes have really fallen yet. You know, Matthew Stafford, okay, back to the Rams, great. I don't think Geno Smith was on anybody's radar in Cleveland. Are you thinking you're going to get a stopgap here and then develop a young guy, or are you taking somebody at two?
Well, I'm thinking it's a little bit out of, if I'm the Browns, it's a little bit out of my control, because the name that we keep hearing, and it does make a lot of sense if it doesn't make a lot of hay also. Kirk Cousins is the name we keep hearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the key date for Kirk Cousins is June 1st, because that's when the Falcons can save a good chunk of money by trading or releasing him. Now Kirk Cousins is due, I believe, like a $10 million roster bonus if he's still on the team by this coming Sunday. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I think the Falcons owe him something close to about 30 next year. So if they keep him through the June 1 date that we're talking about. So if the Browns are, if we keep hearing crickets, on the Browns quarterback front. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them grab another veteran quarterback in the interim here. But if they sign a guy over the next 24, 36, 72 hours who you're pretty sure isn't going to be the starter, that would indicate to me that they are waiting on the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. Is that what we're going to call that? I don't know.
I think kind so, of, yeah.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins would be the guy I think they could be waiting on in that regard. And I still think that we would be on draft a quarterback watch. And I guess you could also wait for someone who doesn't have a dance partner, right? Like, I'm thinking of a guy like Mary Kay wrote about Russell Wilson this morning. I'm not a huge fan of turning my franchise over to Russell Wilson with my job on the line if I'm a coach or GM. But if it gets to the point where you have a veteran starter who did throw 16 touchdowns and 5 interceptions last year, had a winning record as a starter, and he's just kind of left with no one to dance with, and you can get him on a similar-ish deal to what the Steelers got last year, that's another route you could go. So I don't necessarily think that no news is bad news here. It's just a sampling of – I think the Browns could be sampling the market here.
What happens if Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh? What do you think of that?
Man.
That's the mind-blowing story of the day.
That'd be fun.
I think that would be the ultimate test of Mike Tomlin's culture, right? Like, you already have George Pickens and DK Metcalf, who have reputations for being mercurial wide receivers. Aaron Rodgers.
Nice word.
Yeah, thank you. Aaron Rodgers at 42 with Arthur Smith is kind of like a, hey, let's run my offense kind of guy, and Aaron Rodgers is kind of a I'm the offense kind of guy. So that would be an interesting merger. I mean, I think the ceiling on that is relatively high. If you get the thing we got to think about with Aaron Rodgers is obviously not the quarterback that he once was. He's done winning MVPs. He might be done making Pro Bowls. But when the Steelers conversation, I don't necessarily think that team needs an MVP level quarterback to be dangerous. Just that the leap from the Mason Rudolphs of the world to competency can't be overstated. And you can draw a corollary with the Browns there too. Like, the Browns don't necessarily, if you want to look at it sunny side up, glass half full, Myles Garrett's back, so clearly they're going to try to win something here. The bar was so low at the quarterback position last year that if you just get consistent steadiness, I'd be interested to see what that looks like, if nothing else.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jimmy Watkins joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Jimmy, terrific job as a columnist for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. With that thought in mind here, and not your columnist work, but you know what I'm talking about. With the Browns in free agency here, this team needs some wide receivers and some interesting wide receivers. As you said, the Mercurial, DK Metcalf, Chris Godwin going back to Tampa. They seem to be dwindling a little bit. Devontae Adams. What are you going to do at wide receiver? And I would think, well, great, you have draft picks, except the guy drafting wide receivers hasn't really nailed one yet.
That's true. You know what one thing you want to give Andrew Berry some credit for, though, he has been pretty good about IDing some wide receivers on the trade market that he can get for something below below the market rate, right? Like we saw the Amari Cooper trade. I believe the headline pick in that one was a fifth rounder, and Amari Cooper, it didn't end well, but you got two really good years out of Amari Cooper. The Jerry Jeudy move last year was a pretty darn risky one from an extension standpoint. Again, the draft capital that they gave up for him, which I think a sixth and a seventh, and maybe they got a sixth back, something like that. And then they extended him immediately, which I think a lot of us were thinking at the time, like, well, don't we want to see something from Jerry Jeudy, who had never had a 1,000-yard season to that point, before you go extending him? Now you look back at that and it's, well, it's pretty good, because if you're entering contract negotiations with Jerry Jeudy this offseason, after he had the season of his life, it's going to be more than $17 million annually. So the free agent market was never that deep at receiver to begin with. The draft class is also not that deep at wide receiver this year, as compared to recent years where it just seems like we're getting three Pro Bowlers out of the gate a year. I still think there are guys to like in this draft. But if you don't trust Andrew Berry, draft a good wide receiver in this class, and you're worried about, oh God, Devontae Adams is signing, Chris Godwin is signing, something else could shake out here. I mean, like a Cooper Kupp type guy, someone who is, I mean, the Rams signed Devontae Adams yesterday, and it sounds like that they were, even before that signing, they were ready to move on from Cooper Kupp. That's just one name, but like a veteran guy who has some pedigree and knowledge of football at large, can learn a system, pick it up quickly. That kind of guy could still come available down the road. And Andrew Berry has proven that, you know, they're going to have about 11 draft picks this year. So maybe he wants to spend all of them, but he has leftovers to spare a few if he wants to. And he's proven, if nothing else, to be a prudent mid-round pick spender when it comes to trading for wide receivers. I guess the theme here is that you don't ever want to get too wrapped up in free agency generally, as we've already said, mm-hmm. but certainly not the first couple of days. Like, there are still moves to be made, specifically with these post-June 1st designations, where teams can save some money after cutting guys at that point. We might see a late boom from the Browns off-season plan, as much as we could see the early returns.
All right, Jimmy, let's play a game we play at the end of the show. Why are we smarter over the Myles Garrett situation, how it played out?
Smarter. That's an interesting way. My take on the Myles extension is this. It's probably bad for Brown's business, but it's good for the soul. And sometimes that's okay. That's enough. Whether you think the Browns can win big with Myles, now we have the extension, it's not just next year. Can they put together a contender over the course of the rest of his prime, however long that lasts? I think he's probably got a couple of years left of pretty darn good football. That's the window now, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I'm dubious of even that, because if we start, like, if they draft a quarterback this year, then you have to give that guy a couple of years to see what you have, and your eggs are kind of all in that basket at that point, for at least if you're talking about Myles' window. And do I trust this regime to make the right pick in a quarterback class where a lot of people are uncertain if there's more than one franchise-type quarterback? I'm not sure about that. But I kind of don't care if I'm a Browns fan. If I'm running the Browns, if I'm an aspiring GM and I'm evaluating this move strictly on prudence for the long-term health of my franchise, I don't know that I love it because I'm just pushing off what I deem to be the inevitable, that this roster and this franchise needs something of a reset. Pushing it down the road, if you do get to eventually reach the conclusion that you do want to try to trade Miles and fetch picks for him, it's going to be harder to do the longer you wait. So I don't love that. But, man, sometimes people just need a reason to wake up and hope on Sundays. They want to put on their favorite player's jersey. They want to have somebody to watch. Even if you know the game might not necessarily go the way, or you don't think the Browns are going to win, it's fun watching 95 rip off the edge and bend like a gymnast every third down and long, okay? That is something that I just don't think this – emotionally, I don't know that the city was prepared for another reset, and we know that the powers that be are not thinking that way because they are not incentivized to. So it's a small victory. I don't know if it's actually going to lead to many victorious seasons, but let people be happy. Let people be happy that their favorite guy stayed. Maybe that's not the biggest brain take. Maybe that doesn't make you much smarter to your question.
Sure.
But it might make people feel better, and that's worth something, too.
All right. I get it. Jimmy, thank you. We appreciate your time and your perspective. Of course, we're reading you every day in Cleveland.com and Plain Dealer. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Jimmy Watkins, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.